Good morning, everyone. Thank you for attending this talk today. Today, I'm going to be speaking about the integration of family planning with health facility and community-based services and be sharing with you some data from several countries, including India, Rwanda, and Mali, on lactational amenorrhea method or LAM counseling and postpartum family planning. So I would like to begin by asking, why does integration of services that provide messages on infant feeding, LAM, and family planning make sense? Well, first of all, nutrition and child survival is a programmatic entry point for reinforcing messages on LAM and family planning during routine contact points, for example, during prenatal and postnatal care. LAM can reinforce exclusive breastfeeding messages, for example, by conferring to women the added contraceptive benefit of breastfeeding when women breastfeed on demand during those first 6 months exclusively and when their menstrual period has not returned. This could be feasible to give this message to women during prenatal and postnatal care. Secondly, in terms of transitioning to another family planning method from LAM at 6 months postpartum, it may make sense to conjoin that message with the introduction of foods into the infant's diet and initiating complementary feeding for that infant along with continued breastfeeding and integrating those messages. Finally, providing referrals for family planning and also telling women that they need to wait at least 2 years from one pregnancy to the next could also be reinforced possibly at these time points. We, within at Georgetown University, we have a fertility awareness-based methods FAM project in which we sought to answer some of these questions regarding integration, and primarily to provide a baseline measure of the extent of LAM counseling during prenatal and postnatal visits at the health facility through household surveys, understanding the knowledge of LAM attitudes and practices, as well as in the context of infant feeding and initiation of postpartum family planning use. And finally, the level of training of health providers and community health workers and whether they actually offer LAM at the facility and at the community level. So this table describes a synopsis of our data sources. In India, we conducted a household survey with 1,458 women of reproductive age. And in Mali, we carried out a household survey as well with 624 women. We also conducted health facility assessments in 102 primarily government health facilities in Mali and 118 health facilities in Rwanda. In addition to that, we carried out health provider interviews, those that offered and were family planning providers in those same health facilities in Mali and Rwanda, and community health worker interviews as well. So this figure depicts the percentage of women that were seeking prenatal care that received messages on infant feeding, LAM, and family planning. So in the right-hand corner, you see that the majority of women in India, 68%, sought a provider for prenatal care, and nearly all women in Mali saw a provider for prenatal care. If you look at this graph, India is depicted in blue and Mali in red. You can see that the majority of women that sought prenatal care received a breast milk only message, meaning asking them if they received a message that they should give their child only breast milk and no other foods or liquids. Few women actually received a message on LAM and family planning, with the exception of Mali, with 41% receiving a family planning message. So this graph could tell us that family planning and LAM are not well integrated into prenatal care, although the data from Mali show that there is some fair and encouraging it's fair and encouraging in the sense that a family planning message is provided to some women. In this figure, we look at the percentage of women seeking postnatal care and also receiving the same messages as in the previous slide. We see a similar pattern of those that mainly received a breast milk only message and few receiving the lamb and family planning message, with the exception of Molly. Here we see also in the right hand corner that less women actually sought prenatal care in India. So the figures are, the numbers are a little bit reduced. In figure three, we look at lamb use as it relates to infant feeding practices. And this is in Jharkhand, India, and in three regions of Mali. So if you look on the left-hand side of the figure, we have data from India. You can see in the blue bar, 85% were ever breastfed, and a very low percentage of infants were women that initiated breastfeeding immediately at 7%. About 60% gave their infant food within the first 3 days of within childbirth, which we know can displace breast milk and reduce that mother-infant bond and the suckling reflex. 92% of women were currently breastfeeding, and of those, a quarter were exclusively breastfeeding for 6 months. And unfortunately, in the orange, you see that very few women, 1%, either knowingly or unknowingly used lamb when we asked them using a local term for what lamb is, without probing for the three criteria of lamb use. If we look at Mali, you see that 98% of women mentioned that they had ever breastfed. A higher percentage initiated breastfeeding immediately, 40%. Fewer women gave food within the first 3 days of 16%. And you can also see that the six-month exclusive breastfeeding rate for these three regions of Mali that were surveyed, Bamako, Segu, and Kulikoro, it was 45%. But however, the ever use of lamb in orange, the orange bar, was a little less than 5%. So in general, we can see from this figure that regardless of the extent of infant feeding practices, at least in our surveys, whether they are poor in India and fair and more encouraging in Mali, the extent of lamb use is actually very low, and in comparison to the proportion of women that are actually exclusively breastfeeding. So, and it is this pool of women that could be potential lamb users. We also sought to look at the percentage of women that used postpartum family planning and at which time point they initiated family planning. In the right-hand corner, we see that 61% of women actually mentioned they used any postpartum family planning, and in Mali, 44% of women used any postpartum family planning. So of those women, at which time point did they initiate family planning? This is what this figure depicts. And we can see generally from this figure that about half or more of women actually delayed initiation of postpartum family planning to 1 year or more. If you look at the first two bars, 28% of women in India, in Jharkhand, and 39% of women in Mali initiated postpartum family planning in the first initial 6 months postpartum, which is great. However, that dramatically falls off from between six to 12 months postpartum. And the reason for that could be that many women believe that breastfeeding protects them against pregnancy. There are also cultural taboos about sexual intercourse while a woman is breastfeeding. And in addition to that, there could be some perception of the use of hormonal family planning during the postpartum period having a detrimental effect on an infant's health. And lastly, many providers actually have this misperception that women are not sexually active during the first year postpartum. So there are a lot of misperceptions on the user side as well as the provider side. In terms of looking at whether lamb is actually offered, we see that providers are trained in lamb in Rwanda and Mali, meaning health facility providers, 66% and 93%. However, a much lower percentage and few of them in Rwanda and 42% in Mali actually go on to offer lamb in the health facilities when they were asked if they offered lamb within the past 3 months. you can see that the contrast is much more striking in Rwanda. And the reason that is, when we probed further, is that providers in Rwanda, and in many places as well, confused breastfeeding with lamb. They actually thought lamb was not a good birth spacing method. And in the last DHS in 2007, the dissemination of exclusive breastfeeding messages was fairly low in the fact that 1 out of 5 providers actually gave an exclusive breastfeeding message. Then when you look at whether community health workers are trained in Rwanda and Mali, you can see those that are trained in the green actually do go on to discuss lamb in the community, which is depicted in the purple bar. So to summarize, most Malian women and at least half of Indian women received exclusive breastfeeding messages, yet few received information on lamb and family planning, which could be strengthened. We found that those few received information on lamb, and when we asked if they ever heard of lamb, very few even knew about it. Prenatal and postnatal care provide opportunities to reinforce the contraceptive benefit of lamb with exclusive breastfeeding messages. So there's a dual benefit for the mother and the child that often is lost, as well as reinforcing the transition to another family planning method and the importance of initiating family planning postpartum. So during prenatal and postnatal care, these could be missed opportunities to provide such messages. Late initiation of breastfeeding, early introduction of foods, and low exclusive breastfeeding rates present challenges for implementing lamb in India, in the state of Jharkhand, where lamb use is low. In Mali, infant feeding practices were more favorable, yet use of lamb also remains low. So even though we know that lamb, we had very few lamb users, and we didn't really have a pool of data or users to find out if they actually moved on to another family planning method. So unfortunately, we don't have that data. In terms of postpartum family planning, many delayed initiation of family planning used 1 year later, which can result in the dilemma of pregnancies that are either too close and or too many. Postpartum family planning messages could emphasize the importance of healthy timing and spacing of pregnancies, when to initiate family planning, providing referrals for services, as well as reinforcing good breastfeeding practices, timely introduction to complementary feeding, and the transition to another family planning method at that 6-month time point, return to fertility, and as well as the resumption of sexual activity during this postpartum period, especially during the first year. In conclusion, emphasis on lamb and timely transition to family planning in the context of optimal child survival messages is needed during routine health contacts. And I asked the question of if it is feasible given the data that I just showed you. We found that community-based workers are an untapped source to increase postpartum family planning. And of course, there are many challenges that we face ahead in the fact that infant feeding practices may be poor or fair, however encouraging, but that may not exactly support lamb. Yet nutrition and child survival programs could perhaps integrate lamb and family planning messages into infant feeding messages and or provide referrals to family planning services. So it's a win-win for family planning and child survival to help strengthen programmatic efforts in these areas. In Jharkhand, lamb is not a part of routine family planning programs. And in Mali, it is not offered routinely in many places. However, lamb could be a part of community-level breastfeeding programs, as we found in Madagascar with the Linkages Project many years ago, which showed that integrating lamb with reproductive health and infant feeding increased contraceptive prevalence and breastfeeding rates, as well as lamb use. Finally, more exploration is needed on reasons why breastfeeding women don't use lamb. What are the barriers and facilitating factors to this? Is there not enough trust in the method? Is there opposition from family members or, for example, mother-in-laws? And how do we, in fact, facilitate the transition from lamb to other family planning methods? Thank you.